Can you say socialism? Because that is the trajectory we are on right now, with today the President of the United States coming out slamming big oil. Somehow, this disaster that we're seeing in terms of inflation that's resulting in incredibly low, record low poll numbers for none other than President Joe Biden. Well, guess what? He thinks that it's all because big oil is deliberately trying to hurt him and the American consumer. So his answer, he's going to use his emergency power to tax that you know what out of big oil. Let me just say, like, that's really going to work? Are you kidding me? You think that that is actually, Joe, going to result in lower oil prices? What it's actually going to result in is companies saying, I don't need to be in this business. Guess what? I'm closing that rig over there, and oil prices will go even higher. It's like they don't get that 1 + 1 = 2. Unbelievable. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. We're going to talk about that today. Plus, we get to talk about the Federal Reserve and these rate hikes and what it's going to mean for the markets, what it's going to mean for the economy. I think Democrats have figured it out. Meanwhile, they can't run Joe. There's no way, no how. They can run Joe Biden because of the economic disaster that we are in. I also have a warning for you today because I believe we are already in recession. We're going to get to all of that. A quick reminder, portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now, given all this inflation that's here and not going away, no matter what the Federal Reserve does. So take a look at legacypminvestments.com today. Again, that's legacypminvestments.com. We'll talk a little bit more about gold and investing coming up. But first of all, this news from Joe Biden, because this one takes the cake. I'm sorry. I get that you screwed up. I get that Janet Yellen, who frankly should have known better as your Treasury Secretary, she screwed up. And I get that Jerome Powell screwed up. I mean, it's sort of amazing given the so-called training these people have in economics that they didn't see the handwriting on the wall. I mean, I've been sitting here telling you for almost 2 years now, we would see major, major inflation, double-digit inflation, which of course we got in wholesale prices again this week, and 8.6%, 8.3% now in terms of consumer prices. It is outrageous. Well, his answer to it all is to, you know, effectively just take over the oil companies, right? I mean, that's what a good socialist does, I guess. Only it hasn't worked so well in the past. I mean, just go down to Venezuela. Chavez tried that one. And guess what? The energy companies, they couldn't put out any oil, right? Why should they? There's nothing in it for them. And that's what Joe Biden is proposing all over again. Why not do that here in the United States? We got those oil companies. They're making too much money. He thinks that if they make too much money, he needs to use his emergency powers to force them to not make money. See, what he forgets is this is a free country still, after all. It's a free country. And by the way, it's a capitalist country. And so companies are in business to make money, right? I mean, that's the entire point of being in business. And if you're not going to make money, then why are you going to do it? I'll tell you, one of the reasons why we don't have enough of an energy supply right now is pretty darn simple. Joe Biden came into office. He killed Keystone. He made it very, very clear that he didn't like the entire sector. Now, I say this as someone who has absolutely nothing against green energy. Go for it. I'm all for it. But don't make the American people pay via such tremendous hardship thanks to $5 and still climbing gasoline. I mean, we've been going straight up for 17 days now. There are no signs of this stopping. Inflation has become out of control and it's eating into consumer spending, as we saw reflected in retail sales numbers just today. So Joe's answer is to tell the energy companies he's going to use his emergency powers. Watch out, I'm going to take you over. That's really going to result in more energy, right? My goodness. I mean, just think of the level of stupidity. There's another thing out there being floated. It came to us via a senator out of Oregon. And now Joe Biden is floating this one. He's just going to tax them all and tax them all and tax them all some more. So if you make more money than he thinks is appropriate, he deems is appropriate, in other words, If you're making more than 10% profit, how dare you? That means he will go in, Uncle Sam, or in this case, Uncle Joe, he's going to take, well, the 21% corporate tax he always takes, plus an additional 21% surtax. Again, he thinks that this is going to result in companies pumping more oil. I mean, I'm sorry, but the answer, buddy, the answer is to lower taxes, and then you get them to pump more oil because there's more in it for them. One of the reasons nobody wants to be in this line of business, the reason you're not seeing much investment in American energy, is because the president has made it very clear. He doesn't like it, right? How many times have they told us that? You got to go out and get an EV. That'll solve your problem. Like every American has $60,000 just hanging around to go buy a new car. Well, given that attitude, it has resulted in a pullback from the investing community because they don't want to go in there and invest in these big drilling projects. Can you blame them? Only to then have them shut down or maybe not approved. So Joe Biden and company, they have all collectively created an environment that is hostile to big energy. And by being so hostile, you don't have as much energy in the pipeline. And this is all traded in the futures market. And so consequently, energy prices are higher. It's amazing. You know, this same exact party, these Democrats were all over the Trump administration for buying oil when it was back at what, 10 bucks, 12 bucks during the height of the crisis, saying, oh, well, they're just giving a handout to their buddies at these oil companies. And I'm like, no. They're actually being smart because you want to buy oil and fill up your strategic petroleum reserve for emergency use when you can, when it's $10 and $12 when it's cheap. And yet the ironic thing about all of it is Joe Biden is out there, you know, putting oil into the SPR, releasing oil from our strategic petroleum reserve that's for emergency use only when it's at $122. I mean, so these guys, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's pathetic. The lack of intelligence, the lack of planning, the lack of thought, the lack of basic economics. For goodness sakes, get yourself an Econ 101 professor right there in DC. Any one of them could have told you this would be a disaster. And now the political answer is to blame big oil. Okay, it's their fault. That's clever. And I hope that's all it is, because I actually worry that the bigger picture answer here is about something else. It's about this government takeover. And that's what he's threatening right now. So we should all be very, very concerned. A government takeover of big oil will not result in lower prices for any single one of us at the gas pumps. It will only result in higher prices. Not to mention we get the whole food crisis going on because you've got a lot less grain on the market now. I mean, just disaster after disaster after disaster and no planning. But let me get to another big story, and that is the Federal Reserve. And you got to think about what all this means, because I'll tell you, they just made it very, very hard for you to go out and get a car loan, for you to get a credit card loan, for you to get a mortgage loan, or I should say, not just hard, but a heck of a lot more expensive. And that has an effect on the economy overall. But before we do, another shout out here. You know, I mentioned gold earlier in the program. And gold is one of those investments that, well, I've always liked. I mean, as long as I've been reporting on financial markets, I've always liked gold back when it was like 280 bucks an ounce. Because to me, it's the one thing that can help even out all these variations and fluctuations and inflation. And let's face it, like over the last however many years, I mean, you can go back in time as far as you want, we have inflation all the time. I mean, we really haven't seen anything by way of deflation. It's been roughly, you know, 2-3%. That's what the Fed shoots for every single year. But even if it's 2-3%, that's 2-3%. Over time, that compounds itself and everything goes up in cost. And that's why you want to have gold in your portfolio. A lot of people look at things like gold-backed IRAs. That's one way, again, to help hedge out that inflation risk. And I encourage you to take a look. I mean, your dollars are just, you know, over time getting weaker and weaker given the economic state we're in. Now, of course, in today's market, you know, people are saying, well, maybe the dollar will be a little bit stronger relative to everything else in the world because the Fed is finally hiking rates. But the long-term trajectory, and that's what you should be playing for here, by the way, big believer in that long-term, always long-term investing. The long-term objective is to make sure that you're hedged against inflation, that your dollars are hedged against inflation, all your investments. So call my friends over at Legacy Precious Metals today. They can help you out. It's legacypminvestments.com. Their number is 1-866-589-0560. Again, that's 1-866-589-0560, legacypminvestments.com. Anyway, let me get to this Fed move that frankly is just too little, too late. Typical Federal Reserve. This particular Fed, however, I'm really, 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 let me be nice. Let me just say I'm disenchanted with them. Let me not be so nice and just say I'm pretty disgusted with them, because they had every opportunity in the world to fix this and they never took it. And I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why Jerome Powell would have allowed inflation to go so unchecked and tried to make us swallow this idea that it was somehow transitory. Transitory, my, you know what, okay? I'm sorry. But inflation is now embedded in our economy. And yes, I get it. There's external factors going on, but let's still get back to basics. First of all, in terms of energy prices, right? And we've been through this, even though Joe thinks, even though the president thinks somehow it's just a conspiracy against him and everyday Americans buy big oil. The reality is he did this himself. Okay. Bad policy on the energy front. And then you have other factors that went into it. He pumped so much money into the economy by way of the $1.9 trillion stimulus. All that money, plus his big stimulus check that went in the mail as soon as he got to office. I mean, my goodness. Meanwhile, Jerome Powell, he saw all that happening. So what the heck was he doing still printing money? I mean, talking about just overkill. It was so obvious what was happening. All the data was there. We saw the inflation. All the numbers were ticking higher. And they sat there and said, transitory, transitory, transitory. You know, I don't believe anything these guys say. They came out with their statements today about what they think about the economy. Do not believe any of it, because they don't know what they're doing. If they knew what they were doing, they never would have put America in such a vulnerable spot to begin with. So Jerome Powell, Joe Biden, Janet Yellen, bad combination. Very, very bad combination. So yeah. Okay. Guess what? What does it mean for you? It means the cost of everything just went, you know, higher in terms of if you actually want to borrow money, if you want to get a new credit card, if you want to buy a house, if you want to have a car loan, all of these loans became more expensive. So what does this do to the U.S. consumer? It makes it harder. It makes it harder, especially given how much debt they're in. Biden said in a speech this week, you know, that the U.S. consumer is doing better than ever under my presidency. There's less debt than ever before among consumers. Well, that's actually just wrong. The Fed has its own numbers. And what we've seen is actually debt levels have creeped higher. They've creeped higher than they were pre-2020, pre-March 2020. So we're now in worse shape. Americans are more indebted than ever before. So that was just wrong. And he has this sort of idea that somehow he's done a heck of a job. Everything he's done has resulted, economically speaking, in a far more treacherous environment for the very people that he had promised to help. As for what it means for investors, you know, I encourage you to listen to episodes 103 as well as 104, because we get into some of these issues. I spoke, in fact, just yesterday about how long a bear market tends to be. You know, historically, on average, you're probably looking at least 24 months, maybe 27. How awful could it get? A lot of it may have happened already. As I said at the top of the show, I had a warning for you. My warning is this. It's quite possible we're already in a recession. Granted that the jobs numbers have been like the only pillar of hope out there, because unemployment is so low. But when you look at the pullback we're seeing in spending overall, when you look at the pullback in GDP growth and you combine what we had in the first quarter and you look at the second quarter, which now the Atlanta Fed is predicting at 0.9%, we'll see if we get that 0.9%. If we don't, you know what that means? Two consecutive quarters of negative growth. It means you are in a recession. And this could go on for some time. I mean, this may be the very, very beginning of it. That's my concern. So what a terrible time to be raising rates. You get the Fed raising rates, right? Just as we're about to enter a recession. You see how stupid it all is? I mean, unbelievable. So episode 104, we got into how long this bear market could last, as well as some alternatives that you could be looking at for investing, as well as episode 103, because in 103 this week, I talked about how bonds are suddenly sexy again. Like, who would have thought, right? Investing in munis. But for people, especially certain people in a certain tax bracket, you should be looking at this because you get a great tax savings. So if you get a 4% yield on a muni, that's more like a 6% yield on the overall market. Still not as high as inflation, but you know, better than sitting there in the bank is just pure cash, because at least you're getting something back. And we saw the yield on the 10-year treasury note today creep up to 3.4%. It shows you the direction of interest rates, and bond prices are going down, right? So as those bond prices go down and interest rates go up, it suddenly becomes more attractive to be looking at some of those investments. Hey, if you haven't done this already, do me a favor. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you like the video. Make sure you subscribe and you like it, because I'm here every single day and we'll keep giving you more videos. Share them. We'd love to have you share them. Do follow me on YouTube, on Rumble, on Facebook, on Instagram, all the social media platforms. I'm on pretty much all of them. And of course, on my Locals channel, where you can actually interact with me quite directly at trishregan.locals.com. You can help support the show there as well. So thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention to the stuff that matters. I'll tell you, policy matters. And when you don't have the right policy, everything falls apart. Everything. And that's what we are witnessing right now. And that is the reason I predict the Democrats will not run Joe Biden in 2024. They can't. You gotta come up with someone new. And we know it's probably not the VP. So who's left? Maybe answer in the comments below. Who do you think the Democrats are going to run for president in 2024? I'd love to know. Maybe we put that poll out as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.